Welcome to Health Tips, episode number 32 by Atharva Web Radio. Feet are tapping and my body is swaying as I write this because this time I met Beto Perez, the creator of Zumba, one of the world's most popular and fastest growing fitness styles. The conversation was really interesting and turned out to be a lot more than Zumba. I discovered Beto, the person, his beginnings, his trials and challenges, and what it took for a person who didn't have much to his name and didn't speak English to live the dream of owning a $1 billion party today. Beto also spoke of how to be a good instructor and what it takes to create a fitness empire. Something that Beto didn't tell me is that he actually sings, which is this song playing in the background. Beto, a good thing can't be hidden. Here's the rest of the song. Marioneta by Beto Perez.
Hey, hey, hey. Mirto y Beto. Together. For first time. Oh, yeah.
Beto called this one of his best interviews ever, and I'd like to believe it. Here's what we spoke. So I'm with Alberto Paris and Cass Martin, who are the Alberto is actually the creator of Zumba, which is like a phenomena around the world, and it's amazing, Alberto, what you've done with it. I mean, it's one of the most known fitness forms in the world right now, practiced in what, some 120 countries. So tell us a little bit, start a little bit about yourself, how, like, your younger days, you know, how you thought of Zumba, your, like, how did it all happen?
Yeah, how are you? Okay. First of all, I'm so happy to be here in India. It's my first time. But I start my career at 16 years old. But before, when I was 6 years old, it's wake up my passion for dance because my mom take me to watch the movie Grease of John Travolta. This is so important for me because this is like I have opened a microchip in my mind for my passion for dance. Later, when I was 16 years old, I started to teach classes, aerobics, and high impact step toning. But I danced too, like a hobby, with my friends. It's a very separate war in this moment. The fitness war and the dance war in the 80s, it was separate. One day when I was ready to teach my class, my aerobics class, I forgot my music, my aerobics music. The only music that I had, it was a tape that I recording for the radio with different kinds of party music, Latin music, cumbia, salsa, reggaeton, all these things. And I was in trouble because I forgot the music, and I can say to my students, sorry, guys, no class today because I lose my music. And I decide to improvise for 1 hour. When I improvise for 1 hour, people smile, people have a good time, people sweating. And for me personally, the other classes that I teach for 1 hour, 60 minutes, and it made me always longer. When I teach this class for the first time, for me, it was like 20 minutes. In this moment, I say to myself, okay, I want to do this for the rest of my life. I want to dance. They pay me for this. And I'm so happy. And I make people happy. This is my first class. Practically start my Zumba classes for accident.
When was this one?
It was in the 86, 87. Of course, the name of the class is no, it was no Zumba. I will tell you later. But in this time, I didn't have name for the class. I put Latin aerobics. Later in the 99, in the 91, I moved to Bogota. I'm from Cali, Colombia. I moved to Bogota. Bogota is the capital. And I started to teach classes there. I was very connected with other people, because Bogota is the capital of the celebrities, actors, singers. And I started to teach classes there. And people love it. A lot of celebrities like Shakira called me for Career for Your First album. And I was very successful in Colombia, but I want more. My dream is to come to America, the United States. And it was hard because I didn't have visa. I didn't speak English. People don't know what is this class in America. And I saved money 4 times and traveled to Miami and tried to look at me or find the gyms or something like that. But nobody paid attention to me. And I come back to Colombia, save money. And finally, the last time, one person, a manager of the gym, tell me, okay, let's go. I will give you an opportunity. Let's go to the class. And I say, wow, ready? Where is the people? And she told me, no, it's only you and me. For me, it's like, okay, so hard to, a private class to her. Okay, I say, and she's very American, blonde gear, blue eyes, very, very American. She don't have idea what's the Latin flavor, but it's okay. It was a challenge for me. And I start to teach to her, but people in the gym start to coming in because people think it's a class. Clients from the gym. And 1, 2, 3, 4, finally I have like 25 people coming to my audition. And every song that I play, people clap your hands, say, wow, this guy is amazing. What is the class? It's a new class. Congratulations for the manager, the girl. And she feels so, compromised. And, okay, I am in trouble because I need to bring this guy because people love it. When I finish my audition, she say, okay, I will give you one class in 1 month. I organize a masterclass for you. And I say, yeah, perfect, ready. And this month, I will come back to Colombia. And I sold all my things, my car, my bike, my clothes, my TV, save money. But I didn't have house to come to America. And finally, I buy my ticket, and I didn't have money because my transaction, it was, I need to wait for the bank. I need to sleep in the street for 2 nights. Wow. With a friend. And finally, we find a little apartment.
So which street was this?
It was, it was in the Hilton Park, and not whatever street. I'm poor, but with class. And finally...
So you go to this park?
No? Yeah. And I went to my first class, and I was late because I lost. And this time, in the 2000, doesn't exist the GPS. And I bought a car with no air condition for $400, but I feel so happy with my car, Pontiac 86. And I lost. I came to my first class they were in for all my life, 15 minutes late. And people look at me like they hate me, but I didn't know to say sorry or excuse me because I didn't speak English. But I play the music and I start and I say, God, please help me. And after 10 minutes, people forgot to my mistake. And in the end of the class, immediately I have to propose. One person tell me, Beto, I'm working with the government and the kingdom of Thailand, and you want to go there and be a personal instructor and teaching for them, for the royalty, tell me. Other person tell me, Beto, I have $1 million and what do you want to do? I feel, okay, wow, okay, I'm sorry. I'm come here only 3 days ago. But I think I was in the right moment, in the right city, in the right place, with the right people. And I don't know, it was my dream to conquer the world. It sounds like a lot of ego, but I not conquer the world. I want everybody to have a good time like I had. For me, it's more, I'm not a good dancer. I think I'm a good teacher. And this is the big difference. Later, I know my business partner, a guy, 25 years old. I was 29. And he say, Beto, do something. What do you want to do? And I say, I want to conquer the world. And I say, okay, do it. And I ask him, do you have money? And he say, no. And he asked me, do you have? No. Okay, business partners, do it.
And who was this?
And we shoot in a little video. My friend go to a company where make videos. And they say, I have the new guy, new phenomenal class. And they say, okay, perfect, but he speak English. And Alberto called me, my business friend called me, and said, Beto, these people ask me if you speak English. And I say, tell them yes, don't worry, we will see. And they say, yes, he speak English with a little accent. Yeah, we can do it. Okay, when my business partner come to Miami, say, okay, now what? And I tell them, tell me how you say, nice to meet you, sorry I need to go. And he teach me, nice to meet you, sorry I need to go. Okay, the plan is this. Okay, these people come into my class, in the end of the class, my class, it was like 150 people. And they, when finish the class, I say, Beto, I want to introduce these people from Ohio and say, nice, sorry, Beto Perez, nice to meet you, sorry I need to go, nice to meet you, sorry. And I escape, and I was in my car, Pontiac, no air condition, waiting in the summer for the news. And they say, okay, Alberto say, I'm sorry, he's so busy, so famous, and he, you know, he don't have time to talk. And they say, okay, let's go do the deal. We sign the contract, and we shooting the videos in next month. Wow. This is the beginning of my Zumba and resume.
Wow. That's an awesome story. So, So who are the influencers of your life? Tell us about your say, your dad or mom. They must be really proud of you, and they must be, you know, you must have surpassed their expectations wayfold.
Yeah, first of all, I am, my mother is a single mother. I don't know my father. I don't have uncles, grandfathers, or cousins. It's my mom and I. And when I was 15 years old, my mom tell me, I had the opportunity to go to the United States. And I say, Mom, go. And she told me, are you crazy? I don't leave you here alone. But I told her, listen, I want to dance, Mom. If you stay here, I'm sorry to say that, but you will be a little obstacle for me because you want that I go to the university, study for lawyer, architect, or something like that, and I don't want to do this. I need my way free. And you need to leave because you I born when you was 18 years old. You need to leave. You sacrifice all your life for me. Go and travel and take this opportunity. But she challenged me. She tell me, okay, I will go to the United States, but if you work here and study and you show me that you can maintain for yourself. And I say, okay, you tell me, no? Okay, but she think that I can do it. But my mom is the promise. When she promised, she promised something, she need to do it. One person showed me dance and give me the business card. It was a famous model in Colombia, and she called me to the agent, go to the agency, and go to the agency. I went to the agency, and I teach a class. I don't teach a class. I create choreography for people that never dance. My first choreography was Holiday of Madonna. You know this song? Mm-hmm. And when the owner of the agency come in, they tell me, who are you? And I said, I'm Beto Perez. And okay, and he told me, you want to work here? And I say, okay, but I want more work. I can do something else. And he said, okay, you want to be a messenger in the morning, teacher in the afternoon? And I said, perfect. And at the night, I will go to the school. My first check, it was like $3. Wow. And I showed to my mom, and my mom started to cry. And she told me, are you serious? You want to go from here? I said, I'm sorry, mom. Yes, but I feel that it's time. I was 16 years old. For my mom, finally I convinced her, and she come to United States, come to United States, and I start to working. That story I told you. I never say to my mom, send me money, because I want to demonstrate that I can maintain for myself. I didn't see my mom for 10 years. I will see my mom at 26 again. But not because she don't want, it's because I say, mom, wait for me. But in this time, it was so hard, the consulate give me the visa. But finally, after 10 years, I saw her, and I was a man. It was a shock because she let me a kid. Now I was an adult. But I think the inspiration for me is my mom, and the base for my to be working hard and I had the dreams and working for that. She always, when I have something, for example, I wanted a Nike shoes or something, or t-shirt or pants, okay, you need to clean all the house and all the place and the kitchen. You know, I need to work in for my gifts, for right. My thing they want.
So it's basically about working for what you want, not just getting it as a gift.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's how Zumba started. So a lot of people have fitness concerts, but I mean, as you're a fitness instructor, but also an amazing entrepreneur. You know, it's almost a fitness business. It's an industry which you have, you've kind of created something phenomenal. So how did that happen? Can just tell us something about how does one create, you've done it. How does one create a business which spreads around the world? Tell us some secrets, if not all.
Listen, for people think it was easy. It was hard. First ever, I need to make a lot of mistakes. People abuse of me for exploit me. A lot of people, because my passion for dance is infinity. And they know that and abuse of me. Well, and this part, business, but business partners doesn't work. And I learned finally with the years. And I feel so grateful to find the right persons for business partners. It's Alberto Perman and Alberto Aguion. This is two Colombian guys, more younger than me, 25 years old. Because before, I believe in experience, always older people, I had this money, I had this age, they talked to me many things. But when I start with Alberto, I believe one reason, because her mother take my classes. And the mother tell me, okay, Beto, I wanted you to know my son. And at the same time, I have the propose. I had a guy, a man, Beto, I have $1 million for investing in you. But I am the person that I learned my life to have a common sense and very intuitive. I decide to go to Alberto, 25 years old, with no money. I prefer that the guy, 50 years old, with $1 million. And I think I have the right decision. But before that, I learned and I fouled many times. And I believe him. I trust him. I'm so lucky.
And with that, we take a short commercial break.
This is Hafid Gulan.
This is N.J. Azoya.
Hi, I'm Galash Chandra.
This is Tara McAlpey.
This is Meher Castellino.
This is Saeva Joe.
And you're listening to Atharva.
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 Web Radio. Chumi.
Brought to you by Atharva Life Sciences Consulting, India's leading life sciences consulting firm.
But
so how do you when you see a person, I mean, being an entrepreneur, you must be meeting a few million people. How do you judge people? How do you know that this is a true person or a false person? How do you know that this person is right or wrong? It, you know, tell us, because a lot of people, that's a very tough thing. That's more than what they teach you in business school. You know, that's something they don't teach you in business school.
Yeah, it's no school for that. Yeah. It's the life experience, the university of the life. You learned. And the other thing is that I don't have other option. Sometimes people have option to lose everything because, oh, my mother, my hotel mama is here, or my father help me, or my cousin, my grandfather. Sometimes younger people, oh, I don't want to study this, now chance for the career, they don't want to do and spend times and years. One of the good things I know is when I was 16 years old, I know what I want, this in my dream. When people ask me, are you surprised that you're successful? I say no, because this was my dream. And second, I learn, I see something in the people when I next to me, and I working with group exercise. I know when I have a big classes, I connected with everybody. I know what happened. I know who is sad. I know who is shy. I don't pretend to be like a Nostradamus, but I don't know. I feel.
You get a feel.
Yeah, I feel it, but it's for the years. It's hard to explain how or how you can do it, because it's the experience. I start very young, 16 years old. I'm 44, and I'm very, very confident myself too. But the most important for me is to pay attention to the people, and people feel good. I don't want to be people looking at me like a superstar or like a super performance, because I'm not like that. I want the people feel more important than me.
So when you look back in your life, are there certain instances or events, which one or two or three, which really changed your life or changed your business, which you feel was a turning point in your understanding of business, in understanding of people? Were there some? I'm sure there must be one or two things which just, you know, changed things forever.
Yeah, I know first of all that I have something special, because I working with people do the same thing like me, the same. Very talented, very much better dancer, with technique, with better opportunities. But I have more passion than them for this. They want fame. They want money. I don't want this. I want something. I have something else. I have people have fun and smile like I have in my class. First of all. Second, of course, when the years pass, you learn more, and you will see where is the focus, you know, where is the point that you want to go.
Yeah.
And you, because when I'm 16 years old, I want to do this for my life. I want to, this is the only thing. Mm-hmm. I want to dance around the world. That's it. It was my dream. At the 20s, I say, okay, I want to dance. I want to travel. I want to live good. And I have this idea. At the 30s, okay, I'm here in America, I dance, I travel, I'm here in a new country, I feel so confident, I learn all these things that people give me in Colombia, now I'm ready to the war. And, you know, and no more people, and finally you build your your life, your profession, your professional life, your personal life too. But always, I think the dreams, at the same time, I'm a dreamer. But you need to know how you dream, because if you're thinking, I want to be the best instructor in the world, but it would be hard, it's negative. I always thinking, I want to be the best teacher in the world, and I will be amazing. I don't know. This is formulas working for me.
So did you ever feel that you had to give up something to achieve this level of success? Or the things that you had to, you know, you didn't go to the nightclubs, you didn't go to the parties, you were probably dancing in your studio. Did you ever miss that?
Yeah, for me, it's so funny because people think, oh, Beto live in Miami, it's a white guy, a lot of woman behind me. But I'm so relaxed. I'm so, the last thing they want to do is dance for in the club. I want to be in, I'm Saturday when I had the opportunity to be in my apartment is Saturday at 9:30 watching Discovery Channel or watching the soccer game. Read a book and go to the beach. I have the motorcycle in Miami, drive my bike, go to watch a movie. I'm so relaxed because my life is a party. My work is a party. Right. and it's opposite of the regular life of the other people. You know, when I am in Miami, when I travel, it's for working. When I am I'm home, it's no vacation because I continue to work. But it's very opposite of the rest of the world.
So Cass is joining us, and Cass and Alberto, let's both talk about how Zumba is different from other fitness forms, and why do people find it so amazing and so result oriented, as there are so many success stories. I mean, I myself seen pictures of people a year back and now, and Zumba has really changed their life. So what is so different about it?
Well, the thing that I noticed immediately, I was never going to teach a fitness class. It wasn't, my mom was in the fitness industry and I was very intimidated by it. And I joined a program, and after 3 months I felt uninspired and I didn't feel like I was inspiring anybody. And when I went to the Zumba training, that's where everything changed, because Zumba is built for individual success. So whether you're the participant, whether you are the instructor, whether you want to make it a big business, a hobby, a lifestyle, it's, you can fit in anywhere. So rather than someone telling me you have to teach a class exactly like this, Zumba gave all the guidelines and the rules and the tools for success, but then they let me grow as a person within that. And I think that the motto of the company is really like, ditch the workout and join the party. Of course it's a workout, because otherwise what results are you getting? But it's so much more than that. And that's what people really feel, is it becomes that lifestyle. It becomes that thing that you belong to. It's a community. And that's why people find success with it, because they belong to it. It becomes who they are.
And it's so hard to find a fitness program effective and fun. Always people during the story of the fitness is no pain, no gain, is diet, sacrifice, hurts, sweating, all these things. With Zumba, for me, if you don't smile, you don't gain.
So
this is my phrase.
Never heard of diet in Zumba. You never talk about diet.
No, because this is not idea. We never talk about lose weight. My idea for the program is, hey, come here and lose weight. No, come here and have fun. If you lose weight, it's okay, good. It's one of the consequences. If you want to go a diet, but you will see it's a good result later. But of course, when people, because I think 90% of the population of the world don't do exercise or hate exercise. Only 10% of the population of the world love in ball and sport and everything. This is my people. This is 90% the people don't like exercise, but they love the party. Everybody love the party. I put the party in the aerobics room. That's why I take all these different kind of prototypes of people in my class. Old people, new people, younger, granddaughter, that 3 generations in my class. This is amazing. Nobody had this one.
You know, I think that when people start coming to classes, they will start seeing the results physically, and they feel better, and then the diet and healthier lifestyle just sort of come with it, because you're thinking, wow, oh my goodness, I'm having success. I can see it on my body. I'm going to these classes. They're fun. I can see the results. And now I'm going to take those extra steps to live a healthier all around lifestyle. And so it really just becomes part of who they are. It's not so rigid. It becomes that lifestyle much more easily.
Okay. So,
I think that the difference that what Beto does as the leader of the instructors, we all try and follow his lead on how he has built this company. And when you motivate somebody, you can motivate them to move and be excited, and it's temporary. When you inspire somebody, you help them believe that they can do it. And that's what we've always felt from Beto, is that you could come in and it could be this intimidating atmosphere, but it's not, because he truly wants you to succeed as an instructor. He believes in you. So he instills that belief that you too can lead a class, and to have his support makes all the difference in the world, you know? And when he talks about teaching to the back of the class, that's exactly what he does. You oftentimes...
So what about the back of the class, people who feel conscious about moving? You know, there are a lot of people who feel a little stupid, if I may use the word, of dancing, because they think they should have left dance when they were in their 20s, and now they're in their 40s, and what are they doing in a dance class, you know?
I know when I have these people in my class, and I take care about them like little babies. Like I have the kindergarten, and they are my kids for 3 years old, but my class is 6 or 7, but are the kids of 3 years old. And I change when I have a beginner or first time in my class, I know in my class, and change totally. I change because the most important for me is to this person feel confident. And all my movements is focused on this person. Easy, start with step touch, one of the most basic movements. This person feel the warm up, you know, step touch, arms up, a little combinations, but it's only for this person. After the warm up, the 10 minutes, this is the 10 minute warm up, I start with the song. I always start with merengue. Why merengue? Because merengue is one of the most easy rhythms to dance, because it's a march. And people, I take with aerobics movements to dance movements were very camouflage, very high. You know, they don't know. And one moment they, oh my God, I'm dancing. And after 20 minutes, they are on the same level. But it's the experience, you know, give this is the moment, is the feeling, is the timing for that. This is the mistake that a lot of instructors do it. They teach the class for this, the good dancers or the best in the class. No, this person working for you, pay attention for the new people.
One of the first projects that we did, I was showing you a choreography, and I don't know if you even remember this, and you said, no, teach like you're teaching your grandmother. And so it changed my concept. Of course, you may or may not have a room full of grandmothers, but you just might. So you want to start simple.
Everyone
and then you can...
Everyone who's beginning is kind of a grandmother.
Yeah, totally, exactly.
Yeah, you don't have to be looking like a grandmother.
No, exactly. You're feeling rigid. You're feeling uneasy. You're feeling unstable. And then you can add the bells and the whistles and the hips. But if you start easy and build from there, which is what Beto has taught us to do as his instructors, then everybody can succeed, because then the beginner and the most advanced. You don't have to worry about the fancy pants dancer adding in the hips. They will.
When I create my DVDs, I create the choreographies, and I call the secretaries, the customer service,
the accountants,
and the lawyers and the servants of the company change your clothes, come to the room, and I want to test the choreography. I never call Kaz, Gina, superstar, because no, this is not my people that I want to sell my DVDs. I want to sell my DVDs to the regular, normal people.
So, I mean, this could go on forever, our conversation, but the last question, you're in India, how does it feel and what are the future plans for India and Zumba?
When I was 20 years old, I said on the interviews, every Saturday I have a cable and I watch a show from Indian channel. And for me, it was amazing when I discovered the videos. Bhangra, amazing choreographers. For me, it's like a what? Because the only thing that I know in India was Gandhi in this time, you know, when I was 20 years old, something like that. When I know they, I feel, okay, these people had the same passion that the Latin people. I feel a connection with that. I think the Latin people, my Latin culture with the Indian culture are the similar. Different styles, but this passion is the same. That's why for me it's so important and amazing, and I feel so relaxed because I don't need to convince the people what is Zumba. I know the people waiting. Okay, we are ready for Zumba.
So what do you plan? How do you plan to spread it in India? How do you plan that Zumba should spread in India?
Now the this is the baby step. It's my presence here. I know that a lot of people coming. It's a 500 training, 500 people. They want, and I think like 2,000 people coming to my master class. This is amazing. And every weekend we have trainings in all the country. And the idea is the Zumba community grow up, and the future coming the other specialties, because we have Zumba Kids, we have Zumba Gold, we have Zumba Aqua Zumba, we have other things. If the community grow up, this program's coming up.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Beto. And as always, Health Tips is brought to you by Atharva Life Sciences Consulting, the leading life sciences market research consulting firm. Want to know more about biotechnology or pharma or agriculture or fisheries? Talk to the leaders. Talk to Atharva Life Sciences. They deliver the best market research reports available. To know more, go to www.atharvalife.com. That's ATHARVALIFE.com or call +91 80 2353 0016. See you next time. Stay healthy. Keep moving. Assim vai começar. Vem cá, pra cá. Cuba, Brasil, Caipirinha, baila. Zumba, Brasil, Caipirinha, baila.
Essa menina de Ipanema tá bailando assim. Essa menina de Ipanema quando passa. Essa menina de Ipanema tá bailando assim. Essa menina de Ipanema quando passa.
Mommy, the way you move your hips, the music bumping like this. Your body hitting the beat, me vuelve loco. Mommy, let me know why you feel. This is so good, this is so real.
If you give it up to me now,
me rompe el